from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The United States Embassy in Port-au-Prince announces a $16 million aid package for Haiti. Next week, former US President Jimmy Carter will arrive in Haiti to monitor preparations for the November elections. And the US Defense Department backs down on plans to end hurricane tracking. I'm Pat Whitehorn, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The American Embassy in Port-au-Prince has announced a $16 million aid package for Haiti. The timing of the announcement, in the middle of the worst crisis of the four-month-old provisional government, is clearly a sign of support for President Ariel Pascal Trouillot. This report from Jean-Michel Carrois.
In a communique published yesterday, the American Embassy said that this package is linked to the organization of free and credible elections. Under the first agreement, the United States will give $6 million worth of wheat flour to the Haitian government. The other $10 million under the second agreement will be used for essential imports such as petroleum products. Over the last weeks, the energy crisis has worsened in Haiti, where power shortages are longer every day. For most observers, the support of the American ambassador, Mr. Elvin Adams, is considered crucial for President Ariel Pascal Trouillot. Several political parties had called for the resignation of President Trouillot because of her failure to obtain the arrest of two prominent Duvalierists, Roger Lafontaine and William Sregala, who came back recently to Haiti from the Dominican Republic. Jean-Michel Carrois for the BBC Caribbean Report.